Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Faith receives that which grace supplies, and faith in Christ always honors God. When God speaks and you dare to believe Him, He rejoices to bring His word to pass. It honors God to believe Him even when every sense contradicts Him. The faith journey that we undertake as new creations in Christ is one that leads us into a greater experience of God's love, a deeper insight into His character, and further revelation of His blessings and miracles, all of which become increasingly evident the longer we walk with Him. God is calling you to a deeper level of faith in Him. He is stretching you to believe in His goodness and love towards you. So, start making decisions that honor God. In today's message, titled Faith Honors God, Evangelist Paul Acqua teaches on desiring to live for God's honor through the expression of your faith. Let's join in.
God wants us to walk by faith. God likes this method of relating to Him. He invented this method for us. He actually operates this way Himself, and He loves to interact with us by faith. The Bible says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." This concept of a walk in Scripture is symbolic of a lifestyle. A walk is a progressing through life. We read in the book of Genesis that Enoch walked with God, and we are encouraged in the New Testament to walk in the light as He is in the light. So the walk has to do with life here in this world. And walking by faith is what honors God. God is honored by faith. Walking by faith is a very simple principle that is very difficult to do. Most of us are dominated by our sense of sight than we are by our faith. And therein lies our basic problem. When we renew ourselves to the point that faith dominates sight, then miracles happen. So the Bible is encouraging us to walk by faith and not by sight, because that's what God wants and that's what pleases God and honors God. The Christian life is to be regulated and conducted by faith as opposed to the external and outward appearances of physical sight. There is a sense in which sight is involved, but it is the spiritual seeing of faith rather than seeing with the physical eye. We may not like faith, but God wants us to operate in faith because faith pleases God and faith honors God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My friend, the object of all true faith is God Himself. Not having faith in one's faith. Faith must always go back to the promise of God and the God behind that promise. Faith carries the idea of being certain and assured of the reality of what is believed. That's what Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 is saying. And going back to what I said earlier, we walk by faith, not by sight. And these two principles of life, of course, are contrary one to another. Faith and sight. Faith is believing God as being God as He's revealed Himself to us. Faith is responding positively to God's promises. A particular promise of His word must be seen. It must be heard, understood, and believed in the heart. And when that happens, it may be acted upon and bear fruit. So faith is believing God's word. Sight, on the other hand, is when we go by what we see, even though God says something that is very different. So these two principles of life are in opposition to one another. The big question is, which principle are you following? Do we walk by faith or do we walk by sight? That's the question at hand now. But remember, faith honors God. Faith pleases God. Faith glorifies God. Many of us don't like to walk in faith. We as humans in the natural world would rather have substance when faith is saying different things. It's all about seeing is believing. For example, you don't want your manager to pay you by faith. Employers don't want their employees to show up by faith. They want them there in person. When you go to the bank, they don't loan you money by faith. They want security. They want insurance. They want guarantee. So we don't operate that way on the human level. But when you begin to relate to God, everything you do with God is by faith. He's invisible. You cannot see him. You cannot touch him. And so when you pray in faith. When you get saved by faith. When you believe God for his blessings and his promises, you do it by faith. That's why faith honors God. So Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God. I love that because I want to please God. I want to honor God, and I hope so do you. I am glad he rewards those who please him by seeking him in faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You see, he answers the prayers of those who please him. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That's recorded in 1 John 3:22. So let me ask you a question. In this life, who do you want to please the most? As for me, I want to please God. I want to honor God. And I hope you want to please God too. You want to honor God. Faith is something everyone can do. So God has his kingdom set up this way so that we interact with him by faith and we will honor him by doing that. In God's kingdom, you get what you believe for. We receive by faith. In fact, you don't even get what he's already paid for. That's incredible to some of you. You get what you believe for. So grace makes everything of God's available to us with no limit, but each Christian or each person on earth receives as much of God's grace as he or she believes for. Very important. So again, you don't get what you deserve in God's kingdom. You get what you believe for. For example, salvation is available to everybody through Christ, but only those who believe in him are saved. Bible says he came to his own and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. That's John chapter 1 verses 11 to 12. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We know that common scripture, John 3:16. So you don't get what God has even paid for. Until you believe for it, until you receive it by faith. Hallelujah. So a lot of people are missing out on what God has actually provided for us and ready for grabs. Many Christians in some denominations believe in salvation. They preach it, they promote it, they have altar calls and get people saved because they believe in salvation. They get converts who believe to be saved. But they don't believe in the other gifts of the Spirit. They believe the day of miracles has passed. And it is really a shame. They don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They don't believe that for today. And so they will never have that. But most Christians in other denominations have been Spirit-filled. We believe in these things. We accept that they are for today. And we are walking in them. Not because we deserve them and not because God loves us more than he loves someone else. It's just simply because we believe they are for today. We have faith in what God has said. Some Christians have been taught against a lot of things and have developed a lot of resistance to the good things that God had for them. Only faith in God's word will enable them to overcome being taught the wrong things. They are told that healing has passed away, or God doesn't do miracles today, or speaking in tongues is not for today. People who grew up in churches hearing these things have to overcome them. Growing up as a beginning Christian, I didn't have much of that teaching, And so as I got spirit filled, I just embraced the true gospel. I was so glad to find out that healing was for today, that God is still the God of miracles, that the gifts of the Spirit were in operation. And so there is so much more to enjoy and to receive from God. But it's all going to come to you without doubting. It's all going to come to you through faith. The Bible says doubters are double-minded and they will receive nothing from God. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. And this is not coming from me. It's recorded in the book of James chapter 1 verses 5 to 8. That's the word of God. Doubters will receive nothing from God. God wants you to operate in faith because faith honors him. Faith glorifies him. Faith pleases him. Colossians 2 says, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. That's Colossians chapter 2 verses 6 to 7. How did you receive Christ Jesus in the first place? Let me ask you this question. How did you become a Christian? The Bible says it's by faith. It is by grace through faith. So continue to walk by faith. Faith pleases God. Faith honors God. Faith glorifies God. Remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Therefore, we walk by faith and not by sight. How do you get faith? The answer is recorded in the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17. He's saying that, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's all you need. If you are a Christian, you already have faith because you were saved by grace through faith as a gift that God gave to you. And what are you doing with that faith? You need to operate in it. And how do you build that faith? That faith will be built according to Romans chapter 10 verse 17, which says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. My friend, operate in faith and you honor God. And if I want to honor anybody more than anyone else, it should be honoring God. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. God is saving you by grace through faith, and that is a gift, not of yourself. If you will receive him, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.